Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. I am your host, Olympia LaPointe, here with you every single week, helping you do the most amazing things, which is reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. Now, we are so happy we are here for the fourth season here on Answers Unleashed. And as you know, if you've tuned in last week, you found out that we have now the Answers Unleashed book. And this is a book that you will be able to see online. And if you have gone to our website, that's great. Our book is Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. It is written by me, and we have a whole host of experts who comment in the book, share their specific knowledge. And if you are just tuning in, this is a part two of our episode last week where we went through the contents of Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power, and talked about what is in the book. So this is part two of the book, and I really thank you. I truly thank you for tuning in and going to our website, answersunleashed.com/books, where you saw the interview from Impact Theory with the host, Tom Bilyeu. I thank you so much for going to that page, because over the last couple of days, now that's why I say couple of days, we were able to get 10,000 views on that one episode just within a couple of days. And I thank you for always going to answersunleashed.com to check out all of our shows, but specifically going to the answersunleashed.com/books site, where you see the interview with on Impact Theory with Tom Bilyeu and I, where I talk about all this background of the book Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power comes from. Now, if you tuned in last week, you know this. The book is a book to help you overcome painful, traumatic situations, painful memories, difficult things that you've gone through in your life that has created what we call a brain brink. It is the dark tar-like glue in your brain that sticks your brain together that doesn't allow it to completely reshape and unleash its power. So the book helps you identify what the tree of brain is. It helps you understand that you not only have a left and right side of the brain, you have a three-sided part of the brain. And the third side is the faith sector that allows you to be able to see a future before it physically exists. It's the ability that all of us have with our foresight, our ability to see before science actually creates it. And so the faith section of the brain unleashes just so much. It connects you to yourself. It connects the left side to the right side of the brain. It connects the brain to the body, and it connects your body to the outside world through what we call a tree brain field, and that's what's talked about in Chapter 2. In Chapter 3, we talk about the chaos theory on how cycles, how chaos, things that you cannot control, that actually gives you something that allows you to transform your brain, which is chaos. And I go through in the book talking about what chaos is, what it looks like, how that transforms itself in anything from hurricanes and tornadoes, natural disasters, to dysfunctional living situations and environments, abuse even when you're younger, or traumatic injuries where you are playing football and you have concussions, or you are in a bad relationship and you need to get out, or you are in a job that you don't like. These type of chaotic situations create this, what we call in Chapter 4, brain brink. It is the inability for you to completely see situations clearly, and your brain starts stalling. It doesn't reshape. Naturally, our brain is supposed to reshape itself on a continuous basis through the oxygen through your body, through the electrodes and the neurotransmitters. Your brain is designed to fire and reshape. But when it doesn't fire and reshape, that's when you have brain brink. And so we talk about Chapter 4, what brain brink looks like. And we stopped at Chapter 4. We got into a little bit of Chapter 5, but I'm going to break this down for you a little bit more this week. We're going to talk about Chapter 5, which is the truth in your tree of brain connections. Now, if you know anything about last week's episode, I talked about brain brink, and that was Chapter 4, and that was when chaos separates your brain. Now, we all go through chaos. We go through surgeries. We go through dental procedures. We go through childhood abuse, childhood molestation, emotionally absent parents. We go through bullying in school or even in the workplace. If you've gone to war, you've gone through a situation where you've experienced chaos. Car crashes. If you have ever been in a car crash, you've gone through chaos. Any type of physically or mentally draining environment causes brain brink. If you are in, if you have disciplinary actions in school, that goes through brain brink. If you have been raped, if you've been through a riot, if you have had a situation where a parent has abandoned you, if you've seen even terrorist attacks on TV, guess what? You are experiencing brain brink. Sports injuries, if you've played football and have had someone crush the side of your neck or head, you have experienced brain brink. When what brain brink is when your brain is trying to reshape itself, but the trauma and the emotional energy from that situation gets trapped in your brain in a hidden way. When it becomes trapped in your brain in a hidden way. Now, the beautiful part about this is that when we understand brain brink, that it is when you have such different hormones that fire in the brain that makes a chaotic environment have a chemical reaction that literally creates glue in your brain. And it's fueled by when you have painful memories that you do remember or sometimes that you don't. So the cortisol is affected, your amygdala is affected, your prefrontal cortex is affected, your striatum is affected, your hippocampus is affected. These parts of the brain all dysfunctionally operate and create an environment that causes brain brink. And we've seen it. Dr. Caroline Leaf, a neuroscientist, talks about what these dark tar-like masses are in the brain, and she had a theory about it. And then it was later introduced by Dr. Ann McKee, and she's the one that showed the CTE brain scans of those individuals that were affected within concussions in the NFL. And this CTE is the chronic traumatic it's when you watch it, when you look at it in my book, it's like so amazing. CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I want to say it's that way. I'm not the best sometimes with pronouncing words, but that CTE is what stops the brain from reshaping. And Dr. Ann McGee was able to cut open brains to see that there's dark tar-like mass that literally glues it together. So this book helps you understand the faith brain disconnections, the right tree of brain disconnections, and the left tree of brain disconnections. When you experience very difficult situations, you will have your faith tree of brain disconnected. And there's a couple of ways that that happens. You will be out of body, out of faith. That means that you will sometimes literally space out. You will not be in your system. I give two examples of Olivia and Lars in the book. And if you know the episode 2, I talk about Olivia and Lars. In any time where you experience brain brink in this chaotic situation, you will fear the future and fear the past. That's when you have trouble remembering the past and you don't want to think about the past, or you are so scared about what's going to happen in the future, it just overwhelms you. When you have a right tree of brain disconnection, the third way that you will experience a tree of brain faith disconnection is that when you ignore God or a higher power and only promote yourself, thinking that you are the one that's able to get everything done. Newsflash. You are here with a collective group of people. We're all supposed to get this done. But the question is, what do you bring to the table? So that right tree of brain and left tree of brain connects to the faith sector of the tree of brain. Now, the right tree of brain can be disconnected in different ways as well. You can hide in you and only seek in others, where you're always, always going to other people trying to figure out what they think is best. You can experience it in a new way, which is needing drama and lacking self-romance, where you're fueling yourself on what can go wrong. And lastly, you can expect a letdown and not direct your power. And that's another way that your right trigger brain gets disconnected. And I talk about all this in the book. The left trigger brain disconnections is when you cannot use your resources in STEM, which is the science, engineering, technology, and mathematics. When you can't use that in a logical way to build your resources to change your life, your left trigger brain fails, meaning you reject logic and you embrace fantasy. You either subtract science and only add God, and you think everything's going to happen through a miracle, or you sometimes will overlook resources and you struggle for the scraps in front of you. So there's three different ways that your faith brain, your right trigger brain, and your left brain will disconnect. And we have like the self-test, and we're creating it on the website so you can take a look at that so you can find out what part of your brain is disconnecting. And that leads us to the fifth chapter, which is the most pivotal chapter in the book. In this chapter, you see the power of your trigger brain connections. Now, the first part I want to share with you is you've gone through very difficult things. If you're one of my listeners, you're following me because more than likely you are like me. You've gone through very tough situations and rough situations in many cases, and you're trying to find a way to get it out, get out of that situation and change your life, transform your life. That's what my show is about, Answers Unleashed. That's what Impact Theory show is about. That's what you saw online. That's what many different shows are doing. It's helping you see what's in front of you. But in order to do that, you must realize that the chaotic situations that happen in your life happen for a reason. The chaotic situations that happen in your life, they happen for a reason. You see, the beautiful part about chaos is that the energy of how traumatic a situation is for your benefit. When you go through a chaotic situation, that energy that you experience is connected to you in such a powerful way that it unleashes a power within you. You see, you have a choice. When you go through a chaotic situation, a very stressful situation, or even recall a painful memory, you have a choice. And the choice is, how will you define your life and take this energy from that chaotic situation so you can transform your life and transform the other people's lives around you? That's the question. And so the first truth in chapter 5 is you have to realize that God is a part of your chaotic equation. There is no other way around it. That's God inside of your situation and is in your trigger brain theory of relativity. Specifically, when we think about the brain energy and what that looks like, the brain energy is equal to, it's simply the trigger brain theory of relativity, which is BE equals MC squared. BE is brain energy, M is the mass, C is the speed of light squared. So your brain energy falls into the same theory of relativity that Einstein was talking about. And in this equation, God exists, and it is the way that you see your world. It is the speed of light, not only in speed of light squared specifically, not only in your life, but it's in your brain. You see, within the theory, there is a big, big understanding is that people see light differently based on where they are located in the universe. If you are seeing the mountains in California, it will be completely different than how the light will hit your eyes if someone takes a picture of that and posts it on social media. You will not see the same situation in the same way because of how you see the world. See, we all see the world differently. And that translation of how we see the world is translated into our brain as light. Light is the only form of energy that is the most efficient that carries information. Now, there's no other way that things travel, particles travel faster in the universe and still carry information. The Big Bang Theory, the quantum entanglement, the negative matter, they could possibly move faster than light or just as fast, but they don't carry information. See, you must realize that the way that you see the world is based on your upbringing, it's based on your beliefs, and it's based on you recognizing that God is in your equation, meaning that chaotic things are happening because you can handle it. You can handle whatever is being thrown at you. But the question is, how are you going to look at it so you can? Now, the true brain theory of relativity has a faith field. It has the ability, the way you see the world, and it's actually a field around you. And this way that you see the world is a part of your intuition, meaning how your brain works to reshape itself is how you receive divine guidance. Intuition, I break down in the book, is really, really powerful because it's like the way that you are being guided from a chaotic situation through your thoughts, through your feelings, and through your actions to a successful or detrimental outcome. And when intuition, you invoke intuition, it actually guides you to the successful outcome that you would have never known physically, but you know with your faith. Now, what makes this so powerful is that when you have a decision, when you make a decision, that your free will, meaning this part of the decision-making process that you have, when you have free will to take a chaotic situation and the energy from that and translate it into your life that rebirths it into a beneficial way for you and other people, that, my friend, is how you take the energy from chaos and translate it into a world that is for your benefit. The second truth in chapter 5 is this: your power is found in choosing positive chaotic relationships. There's a three-part process to your chaotic vent to finding a great outcome for yourself, and it is using your thoughts, using your feelings, and using your actions to help you to get to where you need to go. When you think of how a chaotic situation is going to help you and you change your beliefs on how you see the world, that in turn creates you to, it moves you to the new leg, which is your feelings. You have sometimes very, very emotional situations and you go through it and there's so much emotions that will come from you. You will feel extremely disappointed if you are interested in a woman and she's not interested in you back, let's say. Or you will be extremely disappointed if you go to and try and find a job and you're not hired. You may get angry if someone doesn't treat you the way that you think that you should be treated. You may feel grief if someone leaves your life. These are all type of emotions that are, that need to be transformed. So you go through situations in your life where the reason why you go through a chaotic event is to take the emotion that's surrounding the chaotic event and translate it into a feeling that literally awakes you up from the inside of your body that allows you to move towards beneficial action for yourself. When you are able to take a situation and the emotions that you experience from a situation and translate it and look at the situation in a different way to transform it into beneficial feelings in you, that is what powers every single one of your membranes in your body to fire, to act, to move. So the first way is that you have to recognize that your energy is equal to the way you feel in the world. Your energy is the way that you feel in the world. When you have negative emotions, when you have toxic feelings, it literally drains you. Even the people that you are around sometimes will drain you. So in this chapter 5, I talk about how you meet people in your life and they're mirror images of you. You will either meet someone who is designed to help you move towards a beneficial goal, and they have information that is designed to help you move forward to what it is that you're supposed to do because they have been where you will be. Or you will attract individuals that are mirror images of you of where you do not want to be, where you have come from and that you're trying to change. Or thirdly, you will reflect and you will find someone who is going through the exact same thing that you don't know, don't even know anything about this person, but they are reflecting you at this present moment. And this is all explained with chaos theory mathematics. When you realize what category someone is in your life regarding one of these three groups or categories, you are empowered to know how that situation is helping you. For example, if you want to become a talk show host, let's just say you want to be get big in the entertainment world, you can either be with people who are struggling and trying to find different ways for them to get on TV, any way or shape or form that they can find, or struggling within their particular job the way that you are doing now. Or you can network with people who are moving places and doing things and building their own shows or have their own shows already. Those are the two groups of people that you will come across when you actually make your mind up about setting an intention out. So once you do that, you will, on a daily basis, come across people who will have the same type of emotions that you will have. Sometimes you will feel frustrated that you're not moving as fast as you'd like. So you may come across people who are also frustrated in the line at the grocery store or at the post office. Or you may come across somebody who's frustrated with their meal at a restaurant. You will see a mirror image of yourself through someone else that will show you how you can transform that particular emotion that you have into a beneficial one of patience. If you are wanting to become a great talk show host, let's say, and you are invited to intern at a particular show, do it! Because it will give you an ability to see behind the scenes and what it takes to actually create something like that from the ground up. If you're around people who argue or are trying to criticize you every single step of the way when you're trying to move forward or become really nice to you, and then you never know when they have a backhanded compliment, where they're not necessarily as friendly towards you but try and criticize something that you're doing, you're realizing that they have served their purpose in your life. They're showing you where you don't want to be. So they are helping you, in a sense, guide you towards where you want to be in life so you can actually get there. So when you recognize that people in your life are being brought to you to show you who you are so you can refine yourself so you can get to where you need to go, that, my friend, is how you use chaos and the truth to see a reflection of yourself through the relationships that you have in your life. And then lastly, the truth in chapter 5 is your physical resources help you transform your chaotic environments. So when you are going through very, very tough situations, your physical resources help you transform your chaotic environments. You conduct energy to change physical situations. And when you have a feeling and when you have transferred that emotion into a healthy feeling, so you want to actually desire to change your life, you now then have the energy inside of you to change your world. And if you're in my audience, if you have the opportunity and you're somewhere sitting or standing and you don't have anything in your hands, this is what I want you to do. I want you to rub your hands together. Just rub them together here for a second. So rub your hands together. Just rub your hands together. And it'll be like a good, probably like 30 seconds. So if you're there, rub your hands together. Rub your hands together. All right. Now separate your hands maybe a good inch away from each other. Now, do you feel that in between your hands? Do you feel that pulsating? Do you feel that in between your hands? Guess what? That's the energy from your brain extending through your entire body, through your nervous system, and that is part of the field that's around you. See, your thoughts are in a field around you. Your feelings are in a field around you. Your actions are in a field around you. You have a trigger brain field, and it comes through you conducting energy from yourself. So when you conduct energy through yourself, the way you create things in this world is when you take that energy and you build something with it. The way that you change this world is that you take this energy that is moving through you and you build something with it. And it requires you to know how to use your resources in order to get this done. Your resources are the science, the technology, engineering, and mathematics to do this. And it is using your resources. It is helping you see the way that you can take everything that you have experienced and is with you in a way so you build a new life for yourself. But in order to do that, you must realize that this really, really, really key concept about yourself in the way that you see the world, in the way that you feel the world. The energy that moves through you is designed to change the pathways in your brain. And as you change the pathways in your brain, you change the pathways in your real life in front of you. Your brain is a mirror image of what is can be transformed through your actions. As you transform your brain and your thoughts and your feelings, how your brain transforms, it transforms through creating the similar pathways in front of you in real life. So when you are able to transform yourself in a new way, you create new life pathways that open up doors for you. And I share this through two brilliant stories in the book. One is through Joy Mangano. You see her as an American inventor. She is often on the shopping networks. She has created a whole line of products through her Indigenous Design Corporation. She's seen on HSN, the Home Shopping Network, which is a U.S. television show, and where she just has all these just great products for people to make their life easier. Well, she changed the way that she was thinking, and she could literally use the mathematics and science and learned it from scratch to create these brilliant products that people are now using in their homes. She learned engineering designs, molding, and she all started with a mop. There was a mop that she created. And it is in the movie Joy, and it is one of the best films I have ever watched. I was crying when I watched it. And this movie Joy shows her process of inventing. And she took the science and the mathematics that she learned, and she used that to create a whole new life for herself. And she learned how to find the resources that were in front of her and make her own experiences work together in a way that opened up a new path for her. And I highly encourage you to find out about Joy Mangano, watch the movie. She is just an inspirational inventor. And she's a woman, and that's what I really, really appreciate about her story. In any case, she was able to take her brain and her brain power, transform it, create new connections in her brain, and then she created a life for herself that allowed her to make money and help people. I'm not quite sure about you, but that's something I want to do. Are you a person that likes to do that too? Well, I am so excited. I can literally go on forever about this book. That was just chapter 4 and 5 that allows you to do the continuation of the book. And I'll continue more parts of the book on this series here on this season 4 of Answers Unleashed. I am so happy that you've tuned in again this week. Again, check us out. We are here every single week. We have a new time for this season. We are here at Tuesdays at 2 p.m. on kpcradio.com. I am so happy to be with you. Always find me. You can shoot me a message straight through answersunleashed.com. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe. You can always call in at 888-88-ANSWERS to ask us questions about the show. And for the Great Impact Theory video, the 38-minute video that shows the power of changing your thoughts and changing your world, I highly recommend you go to answersunleashed.com/books to see that video and to check out more information about the book that is transforming lives. Again, I am Olympia LaPointe here with you, helping you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. And I look forward to seeing you next week. I'll talk to you later.